Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Segment two, sponsored by our friends at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. If you are looking
Philman's.
For a place. Philman?
Philman's.
Philman.
Not Philman.
Look between Ruhlman's. For a place between Lincoln and Omaha that's wonderful for steak. That, of course, would be Ruhlman's Steakhouse. They have all these different steak options. Filet mignon, New York strip, Delmonico-style ribeye. Mm. They've got the chef selection of dry-aged Kenealy beef. They've got wood-roasted pork secreto. Steak frites, let's go frites, and more. You had the sirloin. You split that sip with your friend.
Yes.
This week on Thursday.
Who was that?
Beth.
Beth. Also Bethany, right? Right. She goes by
Bethany,
both.
Yeah.
Right. That we clarified some things on the text line last night. And we get the names right. So that was at
this. Yes. We it was got a very that. Good meal. We enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes. The sides are also incredible. The sides are really
the broccolini.
Good. Everything is great.
God, the broccolini.
Yeah. Whew.
You could just give me a big plate of broccolini, and I'd be pretty happy.
Be pretty happy.
I thought you need to go to a steakhouse and get broccolini. Just
that's good. I mean, it's, I mean, I'm not suggesting that I would do that, but if it
also
came.
The good thing about Phil is that he'll do photo ops also, and he doesn't really. I mean, he's like okay, yeah. He doesn't. I mean, he's not very standoffish.
I didn't ask him to
yeah,
do
you
that.
Didn't. Oh yeah,
he's photogenic.
He does a lot of photo ops also. He's also in a band, so he's because of that he's kind of famous.
You would say he is a grade A host.
Grade A host. There every day, hands on, and that's kind of how things work well. You want to see a great run restaurant or bar, whatever you want to have like that. The owner / boss is there. If you think you're going to run a great restaurant and just be kind of like, okay, I want it to go really great, but I'm really not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Just want you guys to run it and it'll be great. No.
Probably not.
His name's on it. His name's on it.
Somebody that was there basically every day from June until a week in February, 7 days a week. This guy, he's retired. Gallup. Yeah. Started Gallup.
Started Gallup, invented Gallup, and then all of a sudden did this.
And now look at him.
And don't forget, by the way, Easter brunch, April 20th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ruhlman's. Wonderful options there. Check it out. Bring your family there for Ruhlman's Easter brunch, April 20th.
One thing I want to address about the stool.
Okay.
We're always trying to get better. And
we do.
I want to address something. It's not a big deal.
What did we do wrong?
I wonder sometimes if we need to follow sports more closely. Duke snuck up on us, right?
What's that?
We had no idea Duke was this good until
well,
now.
Well, we got on that about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
We did about 3 weeks ago.
Right? Where were we in February?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
I mean.
Well, but no one was talking as much. I mean, they were talking about, yes. And also,
we were on it 3 weeks ago. I'll give you that.
The reason was because the ACC was so poor.
Yeah,
they didn't get a lot of credit.
How did we not
they
know?
They didn't
it,
get
Jake?
A lot of credit.
Well, the ACC was bad. It proved that. And the dance besides Duke, of course, is wonderful. But everybody else is terrible.
But here's the best way to put this: why does everybody talk about now? Like, football, Big Ten. Why do they talk about it?
Oh,
the last 2 years, they won it.
Yeah.
Same thing here. The SEC, you got to win it.
Yeah.
You don't get to we were the best league. We were the best league, but then you don't win it.
Back to my point though. I'm not disparaging you. You picked Florida. You said Florida would win.
Florida's the Final Four.
I like that. Florida made the Final Four. It's good.
Yeah.
You made the call early and I was all over Auburn. We didn't even mention Duke. They're the best team. It's not even close. Yeah.
I mean, what's that voice?
Well, I think
they lost one conference.
It just
game.
Occurred to me while during the break. How did Duke sneak up on us like this?
Well, I don't think they snuck so much, but I think part of it was the
stool. We have to start paying.
We talked about the SEC had 14 teams in the dance. The Big Ten had 8 or 9. They talked about at one point 11.
Yeah,
And ACC was always talking about 4 to 5
and
max.
They got four, and they snuck four in because everybody's like, North Carolina should not have been in.
No.
Their quad one win says no chance.
And they get beat by Ole Miss.
But Duke's been dominant all year, and they had the same bunch of guys, and I did not know it. How did I not? Why am I watching them now going, wow, this Duke team's really good? They were really good in December.
They were. They were good. They've never been bad. They've never been a time where, you know what, we didn't know if they'd make the tournament. Now look at it.
They lost one conference game. One.
God.
Yeah, to Clemson. That was it. They went 19-1 in conference play.
They are the best team in the country. We'll see if they win it, but that doesn't mean they're going to win it, but they are the best team. Anyway, we got to pay closer attention as the stool. But I have to. This is
collective.
The winning conference right now, there's still a giant flex out of the ACC if they win it. It's like, no, we had the winner.
They're probably going to win it.
If we have the winner. The conference sunk. Yeah, he had four teams in, and we kind of shouldn't have got that. How's this taste? How's this?
The champs still, baby.
Yeah, we still won it.
Trumps everything.
Yeah, it trumps everything.
Trumps everything. It does, right?
Yes.
It does. I hope Garth doesn't take issue with us saying that. The SEC.
They got two teams in the final.
But he's been very clear. I've heard him say this. Garth say it. That it's very clear through Sankey. It's about championships.
Garth Glissman.
It's about championships. It's still about championships.
Garth Glissman is the associate SEC commissioner for basketball. He's from Waverly. It is about championships. Yes. And we'll see what happens. It's not, I still think that Auburn or Florida could win it all, but they'll have to play perfectly to beat Duke. If Duke beats Houston, which is no given.
Houston. They looked really good away against Tennessee.
I go, Tennessee will beat Houston. I turned it off, then they scored 15 at halftime. It's 36-15 at halftime. I was like, whoa. And my favorite thing of everything with all the coaches, by far, is Calvin Sampson. It's like, what do you want to wear? Just a polo. New one? Nope. Just grab an old polo. And all the
still works, Dustin.
And everybody else is dressed, you know, like in these quarter zips. And
breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Or a sport coat. Oates is in a sport coat. And Calvin Sampson's in kind of a beat up polo that he's been wearing for like 4 or 5 years, and it's
the good luck polo. But
and I mean, the job
good luck.
That
he's might done, be a newer one.
But they roll in from the American Conference, and it's like, oh, you're in the Big 12 now. How's this going to go like that? And they've crushed Kansas.
Oh.
They have crushed Kansas.
They won the conference by 4 games.
They've lost, I believe, if I'm right, in 2 years they've lost 4 conference games in the Big 12.
Just watch their movement. Just watch them. God, they're incredibly athletic.
I heard some other.
And their defense is really good.
And they
ridiculous.
Can play offense now.
Yeah. Also,
finally.
Team, one of the most intriguing things is you've got two coaches in, help me out here, Pearl and Sampson. Yeah. Both show cause fired. Yep. Major show cause fire. Florida, one of the most major scandals going on to start the year. Everyone's like going,
cleared.
No chance he makes it. He'll be fired within a week. Nothing happens. Cleared. And now they're in the Final Four cleared. Like that. And then you have Shire. Everything just kind of
clean.
Yep, going
clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
Clean as a whistle. And he has the best team. Pearl was show cause fired. Samson was definitely show cause fired for too many calls.
Yeah, it wouldn't even probably register anymore.
And I think he was out of the game, Jake. You don't have to look this up. I think he was out of the game for 6 years. He was gone for a long time.
Was it 6 years?
Yeah, he was gone for a long time.
Houston got it right there. Well done. Reviving him, and he's been incredible there.
Well,
what a run he's had at Houston.
Well done.
God, they're beautiful to watch. Woo.
They are. Quick update.
Yeah, please.
We got an update at Stanford. So we mentioned Troy Taylor was fired last
Football.
Week. Fired last week because of everything going on there. A little situational scandal there. We call it a scandal, right? At Stanford?
It's kind of a scandal.
Described as that?
Yeah, I describe it as a scandal. Okay.
Well, GM Andrew Luck announced yesterday that Frank Reich, his old coach, or the former coach of the Colts, is going to be on an interim basis, the head coach for everyone's agreed for 1 year. Reich and Stanford said, I'll do it for 1 year, then I'm out of here. So Reich is the interim coach at Stanford from now through December.
Well, if you just do the math right now, we're April 1, okay. and he'll be out of there basically as the head coach on December 1. So it's not a full year.
Nope.
You're not looking at a full year. It's like, hey, what I got to do? Give me about six, seven good months.
Is there no way to get a head coach in there now?
Well, my take is it's brilliant because it's kind of, you know what? Let's just do a full search here. Let's not jump into something. Let's just, what are we going to do right now?
First of all,
there's a bunch of assistant coaches right now. So here's where it gets really dicey. All the assistant coaches know they're done. So that's tough. You know you're getting fired. You're going to get let go because you were part of that staff.
Yeah.
One might get retained too. And they know, right, going into it. It's like,
sucks.
Hey, so they're in spring ball right now knowing like, hey, honey, ooh, this is not good. We're going to be a bad team probably.
Yeah.
We were a bad team last year.
We're in the ACC.
We are in the ACC, and we're trying to turn this thing around.
So we're traveling a lot.
And we're going to lose our jobs, and we're going to try to find another job.
Ugh.
And so it's going to be, for those assistant coaches,
it's brutal. Oh, God.
It's brutal. And so right now for them to, because what happens is what they didn't want to have happen is like, okay, we're going to name an interim. And all of a sudden, he kind of rallies the troops a little bit. And they win 5 or 6.
Okay,
do we keep him? Is he the guy?
Well,
might be able to do that. And they still could do that. There still could be something that could happen, get interviewed. But just press pause, and they get to do a national search. They do their research. And that's what Luck will be doing.
Good take, Bill.
He'll get a plan together.
Good take. That's a good take. I mean, and Frank Reich probably doesn't want the job. For the full time.
But as you
absolutely
said,
not. Does not want the job.
It's perfect. Still a really difficult job to recruit to, knowing the fact that standards of Stanford are so high, NIL doesn't really care about that. It's going to be so hard for them to ever
Bill,
be competitive,
that,
right?
Right. No, you're right. Now, here's the question. Do they just kind of lose a year of player acquisition?
Yeah, but you know, so much right now, it's kind of like, Calipari, please.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I just met with the team. Trouble is, there is no team.
Teams right now get put together. I mean, give you an example. TCU women's basketball went to the Final Eight, and they were tied in the third quarter.
Yes.
Like that, in women's basketball. And they didn't have a team last year. They had a forfeit games. They couldn't field 5 players.
Why? Why? What's
going on? They got injured and all kinds of stuff. They had open tryouts at TCU.
I forgot about
open
that.
Tryouts.
Right. It did happen last year.
They got to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
They went out and got 9 transfers, something like that. All five starters, all new.
Yep.
And so there's a different way.
Amazing.
But the thing with Stanford you have to remember is that people, players, recruits used to seek out Stanford.
Right.
It's like parents are like, we want that Stanford education.
Right.
I have lost players to Stanford. And I'm kind of like, are you kidding me? I mean, you want to go play in front of, 20,000 people? No interest. I mean, you don't drive around going like, man, Stanford's got the crowd, man. It's not. Game day? Crazy. No, it's not.
Did you ever give them the old, just go play at Stanford?
Yeah, they don't want to. There's something to that. But and they were really good. They've had some great players. They've had some really good players, some good teams.
They've
had some. Well, they had Andrew Luck.
And they had Shaw. David Shaw had a good run.
He did have a good run.
Do you realize this, what I didn't know? That Harbaugh never won the Pac-12, and Shaw won it 3 times.
God.
Think about that. Harbaugh never won it.
Bill
Shaw won it 3 times.
The big man over here kind of brought his A game today. Yeah. Shaw won 3.
At Stanford.
At Stanford.
Better times. They ain't winning the ACC. No.
On the farm.
This just in. Frank
Reich's in for 1 year. That's it. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.